I don't usually think of myself as a particularly sentimental person, but there's something about seeing the full moon that stirs something deep inside of me. I think technically the full moon's tonight, but last night seeing the moon behind those majestic redwood trees, it felt very auspicious. Felt like something special, even though, of course, we know this happens every month. We all know the full moon is a symbol of enlightenment in Buddhism. We also might know that at the time of the Buddha, they would use the phases of the moon, including the full moon, to gather together the monastics and to perform the rituals that they did as a community. So they were really in tune to the moon. And some Buddhist communities believe that the Buddha was born on a full moon, achieved awakening on a full moon, and died on a full moon. In some ways, seeing the full moon, I feel, is a connection back to that time thousands of years ago. But also, maybe a little bit closer to home, this stirring inside reminds me a little bit of perhaps what Andrea was talking about this afternoon. Love and wisdom. Love, in a few ways. Of course, I've watched enough movies to see these romantic scenes, right, that have a moon and moonlight. But also a reminder that just a few steps from where we're sitting is a quilt that is hanging on the wall. On the bottom it says, Sangha Women Full Moon Gathering. The women would come together and work on this quilt, part of the IMC Sangha. What a beautiful thing to come together in a regular way and practice and be in community. Real love of the Dharma, the love of the community brought them together. In some ways, maybe moonlight, the softness of the moonlight that shines on all of us, that shines on all of us, Maybe it's a little bit like metta, loving kindness, unconditional love. And the changeable nature of the moon as it goes through its phases, sometimes full, sometimes not. Reminds us of the reliably changing nature of all phenomenon. And maybe if I really stretch this, the moonlight of a full moon also helps us to see clearly when perhaps at other times of the month, other phases in the moon, we can't see quite so clearly. In this way, maybe the full moon is like wisdom. But however we think of this, the symbols or the meanings, the stories, like the full moon, maybe it touches something, dare I say, sacred or deeply meaningful. Precious inside of us, maybe our aspirations, maybe what we know to be true. And this way, perhaps the moon can remind us and be a support for us. Help us tap into that. So whether the full moon is enlightenment or love or wisdom, or yet something else completely. Just some big light up there in the sky. My wish is for it to support us on this journey, retreat practice. And I'll end with this very short poem. By a 17th century Japanese poet, Matsuke Masahide, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. This poem only has two lines. But somehow I find some richness in these two lines. It goes something like this. The house burned down. Now I can see the moon.